Granny's Edna, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Love and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the whole town has learned about the $10,000 gift that Diogenes Smith left in Lum and Abner's care to be spent for the good of the entire community. And now every citizen in Pine Ridge is racking his brain for the ideal way of spending this money. But so far, no worthwhile, workable plan has been presented. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library talking on the telephone.
Well, I'll get the roof fixed. Don't worry about it, Elizabeth. Well, it ain't raining now. Well, how can it leak when it ain't raining? Well, I'll get it fixed tomorrow, then. All right, today, then.
Oh, excuse me.
Lum just came in, Elizabeth, so I better hang up. Yeah, well, I'll take care of it. All right, honey. Yes, honey. Goodbye. That woman of mine, anyway.
What's the trouble, Anna?
Oh, she's been hounding me all week to get a little bitty old leak in the roof fixed. Says I ought to stop studying up writers for the good of the community and try to do a little good for my own home for a change.
Yeah, well, that's the way with women folks. Ain't got no vision. Can't understand the bigger things in life. Nearsighted, but there. Can't see the trees in the forest on account of the trees in the forest.
Huh?
That don't make a whole lot of sense, does it?
Well, maybe they weren't looking in the right direction. Which way was they facing?
Which way was who facing?
Whoever it was that couldn't see the trees.
Oh, well, that wasn't nobody in particular. I just referring to women folks.
Women? Was Elizabeth with them?
No, of course not.
I bound you she was. No wonder she never gets her work did. Going out in the country to gawk at the trees. That woman's been getting some of the silliest ideas here lately.
I weren't talking about Elizabeth or no other particular woman. I was just using an old lettered saying. But it wasn't no good. Or to make up a new old lettered saying about women. Remind me to do that sometime, Abner.
Remind you? I say that reminds me of something else I'm supposed to remind you of. Mousy Gray.
Mousy Gray?
Yeah.
I don't want to be reminded of Mousy Gray.
Well, no, but he wants to see you, Lon. He's been in here a half a dozen times already this morning.
What does he want? Oh, his old job back, I reckon.
No, he said it was about some plan that he started up to spend that $10,000 at Diogenes' given.
Oh, for goodness sake. Has he got a plan, too?
Yeah.
Don't you, that'll be something wonderful.
Well, he wouldn't tell me what his idea was.
And I hope he never tells me, neither. I mean, sometimes I almost wish Diogenes would never give that money to Fine Ridge.
You do, huh?
Well, everybody in this town thinks he owns the money. And every one of them's got a different idea on how to spend it.
Yeah, that's all folks is talking about everywhere you go.
I couldn't hardly get down to work this morning. Everybody I'd meet stopped me and made me listen to his plan.
Well?
Never heard so many crazy flying-by-night schemes in all my life.
No, I ain't neither.
And why they think I'd fall for their ideas, I don't know. They ought to know better than to try to put anything over on a man of my business experience and integrity. It's a mystery to me.
Well, it's a mystery to me, too. Why Elizabeth wants to go around looking at trees, I'll never know.
Oh, Abner, for goodness sake.
She saw trees before.
Well,
and then you saw one tree where you saw them all. Reckon she might have been looking for bird's nest or something like that. Was she on the ground or up in the tree when you seen her, Lum?
Abner, I told you I never seen her. Now get that idea out of your head.
What now, Lum? Don't you keep nothing from me, because this is something I ought to know about.
Abner, all I said... Wait a minute, there comes that little varmint, Mousy Gray. I'll tell him a thing or two.
Aunt Elizabeth's been acting awful strange here lately. Insisting on me fixing the roof and all.
Abner, forget that, and don't do much talking while Mousy's here. I'll handle him and his big idea.
Yeah.
I'll unencourage him before he even gets started.
Yeah, that's all.
Mind out, here he comes.
Well, howdy, Mousy. Come on in. Lum's here now.
Yeah, howdy, Mousy.
Hello, Lum.
I'm awful busy today, Mousy. Got a lot of work to do.
Yes, sir. Well, I just want a few minutes of your time, Mom, that's all.
Well, if it's anything about spending the $10,000,
Mousy. Yes, sir, it is, Mom. How would you like to live in a beautiful apartment?
Huh?
With modern fixtures and new furniture.
What in the world are you talking about, Mousy?
Well, my plan will enable every family in Pine Ridge to live in a brand new apartment free.
Okay, there's the wildest one idea I've heard yet.
Doggy, that sounds good to me. I'd like to live in a place like that.
Well, natural. Who wouldn't? But how are you going to build enough apartments for every family in town on just $10,000? Don't forget, Pine Ridge is a big place. There's might nigh 600 families here.
607. I've counted them, Long.
Well, that's even worse. And you say they can live in these apartments free?
Yes, sir.
Are you feeling all right today, Mousy?
Yes, sir, I feel fine. Now, here's the way the plan works, Mom.
Just a minute, Mousy. You took up too much of my time already. Your idea is impossible and unreverent. Besides, it can't be did. You better run on home now.
Yes, sir, but, Mom, I've got this all worked out in detail. I can show you exactly how it works. Now, see, here's the chart.
I ain't got time to look at a bunch of figures, Mousy.
To begin with, we take the $10,000 and build one apartment house with 20 apartments in it.
Well, that ain't going to be enough.
No, sir, I know it, but see, we could put more in, but this way the apartments will be bigger and then each family will have more room.
Yeah, I want a lot of room in mine.
Hey, Chef Adam.
And then we give 20 families these 20 new apartments in exchange for their old houses.
You mean they give us their old houses?
Yes, sir. They won't have any use for them because, see, now they have a beautiful new apartment to live in free.
Just a minute. It can't all be free. Who's going to pay the taxes and electricity and all that stuff?
Well, we will. We'll have plenty of money for that. Now, how much would you say that those old houses are worth, Mom?
Well, it's hard to say. That old place of Mr. Quincy's ain't worth more than $600 or $700.
Not just about what it's worth.
But the Seastrunk place, for instance, ought to be worth, well, I know Ezra's got more than $4,000 in it.
Oh, yeah, he has. That's a nice place.
Well, would you say that we could average $1,000 a piece for them if we sold them?
Well, yeah, you ought to be able to do better than that, even.
Oh, well, that's enough. See, we sell those 20 houses for $1,000 a piece and get $20,000.
Well, good for us. Doggy, that's twice as much as we started with.
Abner, don't encourage him.
And then we take the $20,000 and build two apartment houses, and that takes care of 40 more families, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but now wait a minute.
So we sell their old houses, and we've got $40,000.
All right, Dogies, we're getting rich. This is better than that counterfeiting business.
Admiral, I told you to hush up. You don't know nothing about financial matters.
So then we take the $40,000 and build four more apartment houses, and that takes care of 80 more families. So are you following me, Lon?
Yeah, but there must be something wrong with this, Mousy.
So we sell those houses and get $80,000 and build eight more apartment houses, and that takes care of 160 more families. Then we sell their houses.
Mousy, let's go back and begin all over again. I'm feared I jumped the track here.
Yeah, well, we're just about too long. We sell their houses and get $160,000 and build 16 more apartment houses, and that takes care of the last 320 families.
What do you mean, the last 320 families?
Well, you see, by now we have 620 apartments, and there's only 607 families in Pine Ridge, so that's all we need.
I mean, that's right, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wait a minute, though. I believe I've got you here, Mousy. Now, we've got everybody in these apartments, but where are we going to get the money for the taxes and gas and electricity? We've already spent all our money putting up the buildings.
Yes, sir, but don't forget, Lum, see, we've still got the old houses of those last 320 families to sell, and that gives us $320,000 more.
Oh, Granny, that might not have $1,000,000.
Why, sure, kid. I know as long we're millionaires. Good for us.
Let me see that chart there, Mousy.
Yes, sir. Look it over, Lom.
Must be something wrong here. This is too good.
Well, it's all correct, Lom. I worked awful hard on that.
Well, let's see. One apartment house, $10,000.
Yes, sir.
That takes care of 20 families.
In fact, I worked so long and hard on that chart that, well, it just sort of seems like a mother to me.
Let's see, 20 houses. That's $1,000 apiece. That's $20,000.
Yeah, say, Mouth, here, are we going to have elevators in them buildings?
Well, I haven't thought much about it, Abby. I haven't gotten around to that.
I don't think we'll have them. That's one thing I've always wanted is an elevator. A big, orange, shiny elevator. I could ride in them things all day long. And now just think about it. I'm going to have one right outside my front door. I don't think I'm too crazy about that large elevator. Wait a minute. I believe that's our ring.
I'll get it, Abner. I'm closest to the phone.
Oh, man. Go ahead, Doggy. I can't wait.
Hello, jot 'em down, store and library. Lum Edders talking. Mom?
Oh,
what happened? Oh, hello, Elizabeth.
Uh-oh, I forgot about that.
Well, just a minute, I'll ask him. Abner, your woman wants to know what you're going to do about that roof.
Oh, well, tell her,
Wait a minute. What's the matter with me? I know what to tell her. Hello, Elizabeth. Don't do nothing about your roof. Well, go ahead and let it leak. I know, but you're going to be moving pretty soon. Yes, Mom, into one of the new beautiful Lum Edders luxury apartments.